They entered. The air seemed hot and somehow breathless with the scent of ambergris and sandalwood. On the domed ceiling of the hall, the colour organ had momentarily painted a tropical sunset. The 16 saxophonists were playing an old favourite. "There ain't no bottle in all the world like that dear little bottle of mine." 400 couples were five-stepping around the polished floor. Lennon and Henry were soon the 401st. The saxophones wailed like melodious cats under the moon, moaned in the alto and tenor registers, as though the little death were upon them. Rich with a wealth of harmonics, their tremulous chorus mounted towards a climax, louder and even louder, until at last, with a wave of his hand, the conductor let loose the final shattering note of ether music and blew the 16 merely human blowers clean out of existence. Thunder in A-flat major. And then, in all but silence, in all but darkness, there followed a gradual detergescence, a diminuendo sliding gradually through quarter tones down, down to a faintly whispered dominant chord that lingered on, while the 5-4 rhythm still pulsed below, charging the darkened seconds with an intense expectancy. And at last, expectancy was fulfilled. There was a sudden explosive sunrise, and simultaneously the 16 burst into song. "Bottle of mine, it's you I've always wanted. Bottle of mine, why was I ever decanted? Skies are blue inside of you, the weather's always fine, for there ain't no bottle in all the world like that dear little bottle of mine." Five-stepping with the other 400 round and round Westminster Abbey, Lennon and Henry were yet dancing in another world, the warm, richly coloured, the infinitely friendly world of Soma Holiday. How kind, how good-looking, how delightfully amusing everyone was. "Bottle of mine, it's you I've always wanted." But Lennon and Henry had what they wanted. They were inside, here and now, safely inside with the fine weather, the perennially blue sky. And when, exhausted, the 16 had laid by their saxophones, and the synthetic music apparatus was producing the very latest in slow Malthusian blues, they might have been twin embryos gently rocking together on the waves of a bottled ocean of blood surrogate. "Good night, dear friends, good night, dear friends." The loudspeakers veiled their commands in a genial and musical politeness. "Good night, dear friends." Obediently, with all the others, Lennon and Henry left the building. The depressing stars had travelled quite some way across the heavens, but though the separating screen of the sky signs had now to a great extent dissolved, the two young people still retained their happy ignorance of the night. Swallowed half an hour before closing time, that second dose of soma had raised a quite impenetrable wall between the actual universe and their minds. Bottled, they crossed the street. Bottled, they took the lift up to Henry's room on the 28th floor. And yet, bottled as she was, and in spite of that second gram of soma, Lennon did not forget to take all the contraceptive precautions prescribed by the regulations. Years of intensive hypnopedia, and from 12 to 17, Malthusian drill 3 times a week, had made the taking of these precautions almost as automatic and inevitable as blinking. "Oh, and that reminds me," she said as she came back from the bathroom, "Fanny Crown wants to know where you found that lovely green Morocco surrogate cartridge belt you gave me."
End of Disc 2.